international news now. And you can read more on the BBC News website about this and the app. And 2 years after Sudan's civil war began, the UK hosting ministers from around the world to try to restart a peace process and offer hope to people enduring what aid agencies call the worst humanitarian crisis on record. The Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, hosting the event. Here is our diplomatic correspondent for the BBC, James Landau.
Sudan's bloody civil war is entering its third year with a devastating toll. Charities say 30 million people desperately need humanitarian aid. Many millions have been forced from their homes, tens of thousands killed amid reports of rape and ethnic cleansing. Today's ministerial conference is co-chaired by the UK, EU and African Union. Officials say the aim is to unite international partners around a common position, to get more food and medicine into Sudan and find what David Lammy calls a pathway to peace.
Well, somebody who knows all too well about this part of the world and the plight of the Sudanese people is Patricia Parker from Dorking, founder and CEO of Kids for Kids, joins us now. Patricia, good morning to you.
Good morning, James. And yes, I hardly dare sort of say, but this is the first flicker of hope with countries really being interested and determined to do something. David Lammy actually went and saw refugees in Chad, and he saw the terrible conditions that people were living in. And they are better than the ones who have remained in Darfur, who haven't been able to flee. I've been haunted by terrifying news of genocide, of rape, of people absolutely losing everything. And it's literally for the last 2 years. But James, the incredible thing, you said I live in Dorking. I often say, you know, I'm so privileged. I live in Dorking. And yet, Kids for Kids, which I started 24 years ago now, James, is actually making such a difference in Darfur. You know, our villages are the strongest in the whole region because of the sustainable projects that we've been able to put in. You know, our goat clones, training midwives. People are moving to our villages because people there are doing better than in any other village in Darfur. I mean, it's incredible.
Right. We should explain what Kids for Kids originally, what your plan was. And the idea was that it was basically buying a goat to help support children.
Yes, absolutely right. And it's also fabulous children here doing this, you know, helping children there because they know it's so direct. What we do, and actually I don't believe in charity, what I do is we actually lend 5 goats to the poorest in the village, selected democratically by our animal loan committees. And they have the goats for 2 years. They build up a little flock. The children have milk immediately. The milk they're having now is their only source of protein. And after the 2 years, they pass on the same number of goats they've received to another family. And do you know, even during these years of violence, our villages, 110 villages, are still passing on their goats. So more and more families are benefiting from the goats. The goats that a lot of the people listening to this programme have donated us, actually.
Take me back 24 years. What made you start it?
Oh, James, it was a mistake. My eldest son said, would it be all right if you tried for the Foreign Office? And I said, as long as you don't get in. But his first overseas appointment was as political secretary in Khartoum. And I went out to celebrate his birthday, actually. But I've always done things, you know, the Fields of Hope, for example, were my inspiration, really. So I've always done things for charity. And so I said when I was there, I'd like to see how children were living. And we went out to Darfur, and it was the site of a little 9-year-old who was walking, you can't believe this, 7 hours to reach water. And yet there's water underground, that made me think, goodness sake, we could do something to help people. And from that, we built up our whole package of integrated, sustainable projects. Right from the start, I felt, you know, I'm in Dorking. I don't want to micromanage in somewhere like Darfur, far too far away. People need to be in charge of their own projects. So what we do is we train the village for 2 years and make sure they understand, make sure the paravets are trained, midwives are trained, the committees are trained to run the projects and so on. And it literally lifts whole villages out of abject poverty. And, you know, we've really proved how good those sustainable projects are now through the violence. Do you know, all our villages are now much bigger because families who have lost their homes are taking refuge there. And we are at the incredible thing. We are the only organisation in the whole of Darfur taking aid to villages right now. So I was going to say, if people are feeling like buying a chocolate egg for Easter, could you have a second thought and perhaps buy me a chicken? And if you look on our website, we say, you know, real eggs in Darfur, it saves a child's life, saves somebody, a grandmother's life. You know, the protein is one of the best things you can eat. And what I'm praying David Lammy will be inspiring all these foreign ministers who are meeting today is to actually stop the countries like the UAE, like Egypt, from actually arming those two terrible fighting forces. If they ran out of arms, they would have to make peace. And that's, of course, what we all pray for.
What's your hopes moving forward? Here we are, 24 years into your charity. Look, this war, you know, battle of civil unrest and all the rest of it hasn't helped your mission, but what are you hoping for maybe the next 10 years?
Oh, James, we've proved beyond a shadow of doubt how our projects really work. And I already have the names of the next five villages that we're going to adopt. We need to spread our help. We need to help more children. We need to, this is key to us as well. We need to enable people to stay in their own homes. And one of the things I'm hoping to do is to cut down the actual administrative work that I do. You know, I work full time, is to cut that down so I can actually go and talk to children who are students who are studying international development to show them that sustainable development, real sustainable development, is possible. You know, a lot of the big charities talk about sustainable development. I see none of it in Darfur. You know, they train somebody, but they don't follow it up. You must follow up. You must make sure that people understand the training. And these are people, you know, the women are illiterate. Everything we provide, we get receipts for. And the receipts, I find it so touching, that the mothers have to sign with their thumb, you know? I mean, it's just, you know, so we need to make sure the children are educated. Do you know, even during the worst of the violence, in our 14 kindergartens, children were coming out of school singing at the end of term. I just find that so moving. So what we have to do is make certain that Kids for Kids gets bigger, actually. We need to help more families. The children are starving. We need emergency aid now, but we must spread our sustainable help much further. So, yeah, I have to say, I'm not letting up, James.
No, I was going to say, look, I don't mean to be funny, but, you know, you're of a certain age, Patricia, and look, you've
James,
won...
James, I'm 77.
Wow. have you not thought, look, enough is enough, I've got to hand this on to somebody else?
Absolutely, because I don't want it to die. And literally, I've had to shut the door because I've got three of my trustees here today. We are interviewing four people who I hope will take over as CEO. But I shall carry on as chairman, and I'm certainly running the projects. And I won't be able to appoint a country director in Sudan until there's peace. You know, I wouldn't dream of asking anybody to move to Darfur until I could be sure they were safe. We've just had programme meetings in Cairo, actually, you know, because people with passports have actually managed to get into Egypt. But we've got phenomenal volunteers in Darfur. And I would say we mustn't let them down. We need to give them as much help as we can. So can I revert to my chickens at Easter, please? And the odd goat would go down very well.
All right, well, do a search for Kids for Kids. Patricia, lovely talking to you. I should say Patricia Parker, OBE, because you have been recognised for your work.
I have. Somewhere that's forgotten, Darfur. And yet I'm honoured. You know, you're making me blush even as you say it. But, yes, it's... You know, the people who've supported us have just transformed, you know, 110 villages. That's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing. Good talking to you, Patricia. Go and find your new CEO. Good luck.
Thank you, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Think of Patricia and her chickens.